Hello, my name is Sam. I'm 17 years old, from the United States, Delaware, currently studying at Thomas McCain High School and completing this for Honors US History, which we are learning about the Great Depression as well as the New Deal. Now, during the Great Depression, many people were unemployed. Prices dropped while international trade fell by more than 50%. There were three events leading up to the Great Depression, one of which is international trade, which was the global economic recession that followed World War I. Another would be the 1920s, which was focused on a lot of financial spending. Finally, it was triggered by the sudden stock market crash, famously known as Black Tuesday of 1929. The Great Depression impacted people negatively by making them homeless, jobless, and even by using food as payment at one point to support their families in order to survive the Great Depression. Alternatively, there were new deals coming out to help people in many ways. One of them that we're discussing today will be the Farm Security Administration, known as the FSA. The objective for the FSA was to provide farmers on a more productive land, promote soil conservation, give emergency relief, and loan money to help farmers purchase and improve farms. The reason the FSA was created to help farmers was because of how financially poor these farmers were during the Great Depression, and so they could photograph or document what happened during these hardships, of which they lacked shelter during that time until the New Deal became effective. The FSA's economic effects were greatly improved because it helped portray the challenges of rural poverty and successfully overcame that of the Great Depression. I believe that the Farm Security Administration should be claimed as successful because of how this New Deal has provided more benefits to farmers as well as economically. As said in the text, one of the New Deal's most progressive and controversial agencies, the Farm Security Administration, FSA, advocated government planning and economic intervention to improve living conditions in rural America. Thank you for listening to this brief informative podcast.